On the Walls of New Hope. Written by Distracted Daydreamer and read by Corey Cathonia. Rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. For the fandom of Tortall by Tamora Pierce. The character of Caladri of Mindelan and the additional tags of Triple Drabble. Once, when Tope had woken from nightmares in the pre-dawn light, she had taken him with her on her daily walk through the town and over the walls of New Hope. Like always, when she reached the wall, she stepped up to the edge and looked down. The houses of New Hope, for they were houses now, and not just temporary shelters, would look soft in the fog of morning, and on good days she would stay there, breathing in the cool air, until sunlight gilded their edges. She would count the breaths slowly, taking them in deeply, doing her best to calm the vertigo that always tried to turn her stomach. That day, Tope had watched her hands tremble when she stepped away from the wall, and asked her why. "It helps me remember what I fought for," she had responded simply. She was thinking about every soul in New Hope, and the small joys they found in rebuilding. Shared ale and stories after a hard day of work, an extra blanket set at the foot of her bed, the way she had come back one day to find all of her socks darned. Spirit they had shown every day of the war, from destruction to kidnapping to rebuilding. And she was thinking about herself. 4 years old, dangling above a fief by a brother she trusted. 10 years old and paralyzed facing the Spidrin. Even now, the fear would take her. But she thought about how Wilden had still coached her into facing it and returning to the chamber again and again. Some things were worth fighting through the fear. She had found a home here, built through quiet kindness and steady work. Kel stepped away from the wall and took Tope's hand and felt the tremors still. The end.